Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world, reaching listeners locally and nationally and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Don't go to the very end. Our world and life have so much to give. A call to action. Are you an entrepreneur? Do you have a calling? You know that sweet spot that has been niggling you? Now, let me tell you what's happening. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life is eluding so many. Do you want to know why? Because they bought into, while you're aging, you accept where you are, and you stop visioning where you want to go. Raymond Charles Barker referred to it as middle age. The danger of middle age is the fact that you're stuck. You're accepting what you have, and you don't want to. You don't want to look at the future because you're so comfortable in what you have. And you bought the old myth that, oh, it's your age. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And you've heard me say this over and over and over again. Mark Twain. So call to action, all of you business owners. I don't know. Are you an entrepreneur? Do you have a dream? Do you have an invention? Do you have a book? Do you have poems? And do you want to share it with the world? Do you want to leave it as a legacy? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? You know, change is constant in our world today. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And perhaps during one of my shows, when you log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, you'll get the aha. Hey, if Kathy could do it, if the others have done it, why not me? Get the book choices. 14 of us bared our souls to help you achieve your dream, to help you through the abyss, all ages, 33 on up to 80. Get it through Author House. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. It's a must-read. It should be on your desk because it just may help you. It just may help one of your friends. Give them as gifts. I'm talking about you, your life right now. Do you want to reimagine your life? Do you want to find the work that you'll truly love? Do you want to find your sweet spot? Well, just keep listening. You want to weigh in? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. The danger of aging is that we accept where we are and stop visioning where we want to go because you're listening to the media. You're listening to Hollywood. You're listening to all of these experts who say, oh, you're over 50. Who are these people? Put me in touch with them. I'd love to have a one-on-one with them. If you're interested in my 10-week program, it's a learning curve for you, and you need to know that Blog Talk Radio is an incredible marketing tool, PR and marketing. Exposure, name recognition, and repetition, repetition, repetition. Will you promise me that you won't go to the very end? With your dream still dancing in your heart? What is your calling? Does your age matter? No. You heard it on yesterday's show. Let me get back to it because I had it right here. Benjamin Franklin is credited with the invention of bifocals. I didn't know that, did you? Something he did at the age of 78 because he needed them himself. And Barbara Beskin, a 91-year-old engineer designer at the famous firm IDEO, says she's working on products that she and her friends need, such as improved walkers, supportive walking sticks, and face recognition glasses that whisper the name of an old acquaintance who approaches you. That is brilliant. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our choices. Are you just sitting there on your duff doing nothing? Do you know that you have been mandated to share your dream or your gift with the world? Are you going to take it to the very end? Sramisa. In Croatian, that means shame on you. In our topic today, the older workers enrich our country. I want you to refire. Don't retire your passion, your calling in life. Older workers, darlings, we're paving the way. We're making it happen for the grasshoppers. Oh, yes, they all have to go through their dancing hormone stage, and I know it all, you know, 20-something who think they're really bulletproof until they start to reach maturity at about the age 29, 30. Remember I told you that every 7 years we go through a biological and physiological change? Where are you? How old are you? No guts, no glory? Call in 347-637-3789 and share with me your passion. Or you could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And I won't share your story, your dream. We'll just be in touch. And perhaps through the show, Live with Kathy, you'll get the aha and the direction that you need so that your dream is fulfilled and you see yourself standing on top of the mountain. You got through the abyss and you've got to know that you won't be alone. Log on to my website, simplyageless.net. Hey, who said that as you get age in life, that you have to look like a wrinkled granny apple? That's your choice. That is your choice. Do you want to see some absolutely drop-dead gorgeous divas? Log on seniorpageants.com. And see what these women are doing. How do you feel about yourself right now? Do looks matter? Of course they do. But not as much as you think. When we get to the older employee, we have a plethora of experience, hands-on to share, to mentor the young people. They can't know everything. They're not as dependable as we are. Now, I have to ask you something. Are you working today? Are you employed? Is it a career? Or is it your calling? You see, this is my calling. I'm an entrepreneur. I belong on the stage, on the world stage. And it won't be long. I'll keep you posted. And I want to share with you, the little sad times, the happy times, that I learned from them. Oh, October 2nd, there's always a saying to give you a little jolt. And here again, this is Mark Twain. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter, and why should you? But you know what? You're glued to that TV morning, noon, and night. And they show, this is so ludicrous and ridiculous, a skincare product. And they have, many times, they hire 13-year-olds. and dress them up to look terribly sophisticated. Now you're going to sell a product to me, a sizzling, sensational senior, and you're going to have the pitch come from a gal who's in her 20s? How stupid can you be? Don't buy it. Buy it. I have a product line. I have the answers, the secrets to discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible, because darlings, looks do matter. So log on simplyageless.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Listen to it. Our bags are packed. Scroll down to the books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's my book, self-published. My methods, my techniques. No costly equipment, no operations. You're going to learn how to have a love affair with your body. You're going to learn how to acupress your body, to move the toxins out. You have to move them out, move them out, move them out. Why is exercise so important? Because it keeps the blood circulating like a river, circulation, circulation. The oxygen gets up to your brain. There won't be any stale blood. Oh, by the way, as soon as I get the book, I'll share it with you. There are so many natural methods out there, my dears. It's unbelievable. How many medications are you taking? You're making Big Pharma richer and richer and richer. But I did digress, listening to Live with Kathy. Older workers enrich our country. There's a perception that older employees are expensive, that they're hard to train and their health care costs are higher. But several studies have shown that it's wrong to assume an older worker will cost more. I have been blessed by divine intervention, by my divine higher power. I do not take any medication. And we just had our blood tests, our cholesterol. We're not diabetic. And the assistant said, man, I want your cholesterol high and low rating number. Why? Because we invested in us. Our brain will not age. I will not allow it because I know what to do. If you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And if you're just sitting on your butt doing nothing, the blood becomes like sludge. It ain't going nowhere. And then the cells weep because they're not getting the energy, the food that they need. The CEO of a Dexter Maine company was asked, do older workers cost more? The answer is they cost different. Half of the workforce is over the age of 60. She said that she had to rearrange the shop floor and buy equipment to accommodate her senior employees. But, she said, the benefits of the older worker's skill, experience, and dedication outweigh those extra costs by a considerable margin. Hey, we older workers make the U.S. a richer nation. In some fields, such as nursing, recruiting, and retailing, and retaining workers 50-plus, have become essential tools to offset the scarcity of skilled workers. I know, did we all survive 2007, 2009? Of course we did. Because we knew that nothing is forever. Now, I don't know what your age is, but imagine you have the opportunity to reimagine yourself. Where to begin? By looking inside yourself. What are your gifts? Are they a fit? Will your gift resonate with the world? And how? I want you to sit quietly and imagine what the dream is that's still dancing in your heart. You can live your life if you approach your desire, your work, within your calling, a career, a calling. I decided early on in my life that my career was going to be with International Harvester, a corporate office downtown in Chicago. Lasted 2 weeks. I come from the classical world of haute couture and classical ballet. How could I possibly sit in a corporate office with my brain, my imagination, being shut down? So, at the age of 25, I created my own home-based business. So when you're sitting there, quietly, don't let any chicken chatter come in. Just say, go away, I'll take care of you later. I want you to find your calling, your sweet spot. Are you happy in a job that pays your bills? Is your job your career? Has your career helped you progress financially and personally? Career versus calling. And then there's your calling, which gives you a sense of purpose. What is it? Is it a good fit? Did you do your homework and research on how many people, if you're going to write a book, have written a book on it? What is it that's eating at you and stoking up that fire in the belly desire to refire, not retire, your life? It's never too late or too early to discover your calling. And you know, then, it's like a love affair that was meant to be. It just happens, darlings. It just happens. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners all over the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Titanics Bridging the Future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better, informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove with iron workers. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades, Iron Workers International. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Yeah, become an apprentice, 3 to 4 years. Learn the trade. Make money. You're covered with your health care and your pension kicks into place. But you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the 2009 National Gold Medal for Excellence. And I was at the 50-plus club today. Rika Cuff is the director of the consortium. Are you bored? Are you lonely? Log on heparks.org and check with your park district, your senior centers, your libraries, and Toastmasters International. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Log on heparks.org. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Get the book, The Elixir. It's an e-book. I could send it to you, modestly priced, or you could have it in a soft copy. Did you know that stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body? You see, it's an inside-out process. Be sure and call me. 847-882-8717. Or email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And let me help you take the first little baby step that's going to literally change your life. But you want to get the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Instead Your Lifeline by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. You can find out about her on her website, enamm.com. The book is available at amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. We talked about your career. Do you want to start your own home-based business? I have the recipe. Do you want to be your own boss? People age 45 and older are launching businesses at a greater pace than their younger counterparts. Are you an entrepreneur? You're living in America, the greatest nation of entrepreneurs and capitalism. God bless America. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough, and more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Think of Bill Gates. What about Warren Buffett? How did they all start? All you need is a guide, and I have the guide, and you know how to get in touch with me. Our PSAs. Sad, sad, sad. Elder abuse, domestic abuse, emotional and physical abuse. No, not acceptable, but prevalent all over the world. The domestic violence hotline, 877-863-6338. Or call 800-799-7233. And if you don't know what your telephone number is in the area that you live, the National Domestic Line will give it to you. Con and scam artists. Man, they're good at sweet talk. I have an acquaintance in business that her con artist was a female. God, she did a good job on her, because my quasi-friend wrote her a check for $100,000. Boy, that was good, sweet talk. Yeah, they're pros. Thank you, ARP, for the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. Now remember, my shows are archived. So if I'm talking too fast, you could always log on blogtalkradio.com/... Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the dates this week. You will get answers to all of your questions, or you know you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Get the book Choices, In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, Helen, My Sister, and Read My Story. There are two books that you need to have right alongside of you every single day. The Elixir of Youth and Choices, Nonfiction. It is my pleasure to give you this information because, darlings, it's going to make a difference in your life. And if, promise me, if you did get an aha because of my show, will you let me know? Ah, it will be my pleasure. I want you to really think about being your own boss. I told you I have a formula. And in the book Choices, you'll read about Lee Patrick, how she left in 1983 a job paying her $30,000 a year, and she was female. She launched her own business with a company. And she gets, well, her estate gets the money now because she has passed away. Four figures every month in residual income. But you have to have the formula. You see, the reason why home-based businesses don't work is because you don't have the discipline. You don't have the step-by-step what you're supposed to do. When you're hired by corporate America, they train you step by step. These are our expectations of you. Well, what are your expectations of you if you're going to be your own boss? Oh, the growth in older entrepreneurs began during the Great Recession, 2007, 2009, when layoffs jumped and seasoned workers couldn't find jobs. Lynn Gray is 66. She lost her job, senior administrative position at a corporate office, after the financial firm imploded in 2008. One of her favorite parts of that job has been recruiting new grads for their real estate division, figuring that other firms also were laying off their in-house recruiters. She sensed a niche. She took a crash course in entrepreneurship, and 6 months after losing her Wall Street job, opened Campus Scout out of her New York apartment. The company recruits job candidates on college campuses for clients, mostly financial services firms. She financed Campus Scout out of pocket, and it turned profitable after a couple of years. You know, she said, this is the biggest risk I'd ever taken in my life, but I've never been happier. No guts, no glory. No guts, no glory. Oh, I would love to help you with your home-based business. And here are three tips for success. You have to look at your sweet spot. Choose something you can be passionate about. But the startup will eat up all of your time and energy. And you have to have an email. You have to have a computer. Embrace the internet, which has so much helpful information for free, such as accounting principles and how to build a website. Don't risk long-term security by tapping into your 401k or other retirement account to finance the business. Instead, use a personal loan or an extension of credit or raise small sums through online crowdfunding. And don't borrow more than you need. Access to capital is not the biggest hurdle. Let me say this again. Access to money is not the biggest hurdle for older entrepreneurs. Their biggest challenge is having confidence that they can do this. I have confidence in you. What is your calling? Au revoir.